Até a. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائه آل الله من يوم هذا لقاء الله أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فأتيا فرعون فقولا إنا رسول رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing Surah Shura. The verse I recited is verse number 16, and the translation goes like that. So go to Pharaoh and say, verily we are the messengers of the Lord of the worlds. So we, last time we did stop when Musa alayhi salam was shown his fears about going to Pharaoh, that he might say that I'm a liar and I might get stretched out and my chest will be tired and I won't be able to speak. And Allah says, I'm with you. And he asked for help from his brother, and Allah made him also prophet. So now Allah is saying to both of them, verily, so go to Pharaoh and say, verily we, means both of us, are the messengers of our Lord of the worlds. Just tell him that. And when you tell him that, then you should say, أَنَا أَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And said, send you with us the children of Israel. He was such a powerful man, and they had the courage to say in front of him, send with us children of Israel. Because he made them slaves, illegally made them slaves, and they got the bravery because of support from Allah SWT. Faith in Allah SWT, they confronted Pharaoh and said, send Israel, because of the faith. You know, when you faith, you are not afraid of anybody but Allah SWT. And they showed it. So when they spoke so boldly, then Pharaoh confronted them. And what he said? Kala alam rabbika fina walidan walabitha fina min umrika sinin. Said, did we not cherish you as a child among us, and you tarried among us for years of your life? Now he's showing that how much he did for him. He was showing that is it thankless. He was trying to prove that. He said, because he raised him as he was a child, so he said that, didn't we cherish you as a child, and you have spent most of your life here with me? That means that he was showing that how many favors he has done to him. And then he said, well, how come you became a messenger? Because you were here for a long time and you never talked like that. So he was talking like baby, you know, and trying to show his favors to him, trying to suppress him. Then he said, فَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you did that, your deed which you did, and you are one of ungrateful. And then he talked about how he killed Egyptian men, but then he didn't mention it specifically because in his mind it was such an evil deed that he didn't want to mention. Even he was trying to prove that I hate to mention what he did in front of the court. So he said that, and you did that, you did which you did, and you are one of ungrateful. Means you are ungrateful. You are thankless because I raised you as a child and did all the favors, and instead you killed my man and you are ungrateful. So what is the story of that man? One day Moses was going in the town and he saw that one of his followers was fighting against the person from Pharaoh. And this person from Pharaoh was torturing this man of Musa alayhi salam. So the person from Musa alayhi salam asked his help. So in the course of defending his man, he accidentally killed the person from Pharaoh. And then he came to realize that he killed that man, that people said that you should leave Egypt now because they don't kill you. So he left Egypt. And now, always that was in his mind that when he'll come back to Egypt, he's going to be confronted about this murder. And he mentioned about that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is, Fir'aun is trying to suppress him by reminding his action which he did, that he killed somebody, and he said that you were not ungrateful. So when he says that, Musa alayhi salam acknowledged, قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِينَ, said Moses, I did it then when I was in error. So he acknowledged that I was in error. So what kind of error he was in? Was it like a sin? It was not a sin because he did not kill him intentionally. He was just defending his man and he didn't plan to kill him. So his intention was not to kill, but he was defending, you know. So, but he said that I was in error. So what kind of error was he in? We'll read the next verse and we'll understand what he meant. What is the next verse? فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبْلِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He says that, next verse, so I fled from you when I feared you, then my Lord granted me wisdom and made me of the messengers. He said that I ran away from you when I felt the fear. So then my Lord gave me wisdom and made me the messenger. Made me the messenger. He was honest about it, and he feared and he ran away. And then Allah gave him wisdom and made him messenger. So the hukmah, what came hukmah? Now, what is the association of his error and his hukmah? He did not sin when he accidentally killed that man because he didn't do it intentionally. But he said that I was in error, that my judgment at that time was not at that level which Allah gave him more. See, his judgment which Allah gave increased with the time. When he was a young man, it was a different level than when he converted Pharaoh. That was a different level of hope Allah gave. Then when he got Torah, then he had the highest level of judgment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To distinguish right and wrong and what to do in situations. Like when he said that I was in error when I got involved in this fight, means that when my person called me for the help, I should not have handled this way. That I put myself in the jeopardy and got into fight physically and that person got killed. I could have handled it a different way. That he meant by that he was in error. I could have handled it in a different way. And that came with his more wisdom, with his journey to the point of getting messengership from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all have to go through this kind of judgment in our own life, you know. Like we see Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, his level increased with his life. First he was Nabi, then he became Rasul, then he became Imam, you know. Same way with Musa alayhi salam, his level increased more and more, you know. Everybody is born on the fitrah of Islam, everybody, fitrah of Islam. Our nature is that we accept Islam and our nature believes one God, we have to meet with Him and we have to account our deeds. We all know that with the nature. And then if you follow that path, then you get more intelligent about it and you get more wisdom about it. And if you keep following more, then you get more piety out of it. So these are all the steps. So his judgment increased more and more to the level that he was called from by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are a lot of discussion about, somebody asked Imam Ali as-salam that why do you take your rights from these caliphs by sword, you know. Then he gave a lot of examples from Quran and I want to read about it. He read the verse about Ma'am said that sometimes it's good to be silent, and he read a couple of verses from Quran, which I'll read the translation. And Mullah said, you know, see his grip on Quran, Mullah Muttaqiyan, and wisdom. Did not Ibrahim say to people, and I shall withdraw from you, and what you call on besides Allah? Yes, I should withdraw, I should not argue with you. Didn't Aaron say, verily the people judge me weak and head very and had well nigh slain me? Right? He reminded that. I'll read one more time. Quranic verses what Mullah recited about Aaron. Verily the people judge me weak and had well nigh slain me. And Mullah said, did not Yusuf say, my Lord, the prison is dearer to me than to which they invite me? And then Mullah said, did not Moses said, so I fled from you when I feared you. So Mullah talked about why he didn't ask for his right but the sword, because he said that you don't fight all the time. And he went to Quran and he showed how great prophet dealt with dangerous situation with wisdom, with a great wisdom. After that, he said in the next verse, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمَنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And it is it a favor with which you reproach me that you have enslaved the children of Israel? Because he was showing some favors, right? So he returned it to him. That's the favor you are showing to me, that you have enslaved children of Israel. You know, all these dictators and all these taboos, you know what they do? That they first torture you and then they say, hey, we are doing a lot of favors. Brainwashing, telling a lot of favor, like somebody put in prison and said that I've been feeding in prison and giving water and giving you bed to sleep, you know. That's kind of attitude of Pharaoh, that he answered the children of Israel and showing that he had done favor, you know. Like brainwashing people completely. And that's what these superpowers do. These people who want to do their way of things, and these kings that what are we doing is right, you know, and what we are doing is right, and what you are doing is wrong, you know, like propaganda. Then when he spoke back to Pharaoh like this, he changed the whole topic. And what he said? قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Pharaoh said, and what is the Lord of the worlds? And when he asked, Mizan says, he really didn't know it in this way, God. The way he knew God is that God is a God of all gods. But they never believed that he is the Lord of all the realms, all the worlds. They didn't see that way. They thought that every world or realm has their own Lord. And he is the God of the all gods. But he is not the manager of all different realms or different worlds. That was their ideology. They thought that these saints and angels and jinn who have annihilated themselves in Allah and they become so perfect that they are the gods and we should worship them, and they, especially the angel one, will give benefit, the god from jinn will not hurt them. So they approach them and they thought that they are approachable, but real God is not approachable, so they worship these gods, and they thought that these gods control different worlds, different areas, and they thought that their kings are also divine king appointed by God to rule this land. And Pharaoh used to say that I am the highest Lord, you know. So when Musa alayhi salam said that I am the messenger from Rabbul Alameen, from the Lord of the All Worlds, his lordship got into jeopardy, because what he said, Musa alayhi salam, that there is no God but one God, there is no Lord but one Lord who manages the whole universe, then he was out of power completely right there. So he was trying to struggle and try to maintain his position in front of people. So when he said, what is the Lord of the worlds? And he said, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And the way he was saying with the disrespect, did you see that? What is that? Pharaoh said, what is the Lord of worlds? He didn't say, who is the Lord of the world? He said, what is the Lord of the world? He was showing such disrespect because he was an arrogant man. He said, what is, not who is. So then, Musa al-Islam says, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنُهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُوقِنِينَ. He said, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and what is between them, if you have faith. He said that from the top to bottom, Lord of the heavens and earth, whatever you see and between them is the Lord of the worlds, if you have faith. So he defined to the Pharaoh and his people, who is the Lord of the worlds. The Lord of the world is from top to bottom in the universe and between. قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Pharaoh said to those around him, do you not hear? So he could not take it, so he wanted to make fun of Moses, Musa alayhi salam. He said to his people around, don't you hear? Yes, try to make fun of him and try to show some surprise. Are you hearing what he's saying? Like that attitude. So, but Musa did not get surprised by that, and he said, "Qala rabbukum wa rabbu abaakum al-awwaleen." He again argued, said, "Your Lord and the Lord of your fathers are old." First, he said about the physical world, right? That whatever is in heaven and what is between was a physical sin. Now he came to the personal level. He said, your Lord and your forefathers, Lord means your people, not just the objects, but also he's the Lord of the people. Now, when he said that, now Pharaoh got angry. And said, Kala, inna rasulukum alladhi ursila ilaykum la majnoon. Said, verily your messenger who has been sent unto you is a veritable madman. Because now he had no logic. Because first Musa said that he's a Lord of heaven to the earth between. Then he said he's a Lord of you and your forefathers. Then he could not deal with it. He said that the messenger came to you is a madman. Because he lost all logics in front of Moses. And because Moses was talking so logically, he could not deal with him logically. He lost it. So he showed his arrogance. All these dictators, when they lose logic, they show arrogance and they want to suppress their power. So he became arrogant. And he starts saying that he is madman. So, but Musa alayhi salam showed again courage. He said, Qala Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi wa ma baynahuma in kuntum taqilun. Moses said, the Lord of the east and the west and what is between the two, if you have understanding. Now he talked about, first he will talk vertical direction, now he said horizontal. What is between the east and west? And between them, if you have some understanding, because he called him that he is madman. So Musa al-Islam confronted by that, if you have understanding. That he is the Lord from east to west and in between is the management of the universe, because sun rise from east and star rise from the east, they go to west and they set in the west. That means the all rotations of the stars and moons and earth. He was mentioning that he is the Lord of not only in the sense of creation but also in management. That he is a perfect Lord and everything which you see in the universe is in harmony. They are all in one harmony, in one, created by one Lord with one power and one harmonious universe, controlled by one God. قَالَ لَإِنْ يَتَّخَذْتَ إِلَّهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْرَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. He said, if you take any god other than me, I will certainly make you one of the imprisoned. That's what they do, these oppressors. When they lose all argument, then they get angry and they say, and they're threatened by the imprisonment. You know, we see all these kings and powers, superpowers in the world, they have their prisons full of people who are lovers of free world, who want to express themselves. Because they cannot deal with their logic, so they put them in prison. Our imams were put in prison because they said truth. They said the truth, so they were put in prison. So when Musa al-Islam said that thought that now situation has become very tense and is threatening to imprison, so he said, next thing he said, Kala awalam jittuku bi shayin mubeen. He said, even if I bring you something manifest, because now I want to show the miracle with the will of Allah. Bring you something manifest. Show you the miracle. So brothers and sisters, the way we saw how these two messengers went to Pharaoh and how with the having the help of Allah and trusting Allah and Allah's support, how they argued boldly and they became victorious in our argument. Although he was being wrong to propaganda about it, how he was being favors to the Bani Israel, but in reality he was torturing them, you know. Today's world is the same way. These superpowers, these countries, they torture you, they plunder your assets, and they brainwash people that they are right and Muslims are wrong. And there is so much Islamophobia going on in the world. All the Muslims are the oppressed people of the world, because they're oppressed, you know. We are on the right path being Muslim. We have to follow the path of Moses al-Islam, being bold and brave, not to fear anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah was with Moses, Allah was with Imam Hussain al-Islam, Allah with us. We saw in 40 years of struggle that Muslims everywhere are standing up against these dictators and asking for their rights in the land. And we as Muslims have to defend Islam wherever we are, because we are a true path, that we are following the path of we accepted our Prophet. As a messenger, we accepted the Quran as our book. And as Musa was given the manifest miracle, we have the miracle of Quran with us. And Quran is a miracle which has never come any miracle in this planet, in history of human beings, which we got this miracle. Allah is with us. When Quran is with us, when Elizabeth are with us, Imam is with us, Allah with us. We should always be fearless, and we should show these people how, with our behavior, with our courtesy, that we are on the right path. And Islam is a religion of peace and prosperity and justice. You know, see how Pharaoh was getting angry and how Musa was calm and quiet. Pharaoh of today's time can be angry, but we as a believer, because Allah is with us and we are on the right path, we should always be peace and calm. And with the calmness, peaceful behavior, we should show the world that we are on the right path, and we should prepare society for welcoming Imam Zaman al-Salam. How peaceful Imam Hussein was on the 10th of Muharram, you know, his face was full of nur, he was at complete peace, he knew that he was going to give martyrdom. When he was giving martyrdom, his nur was, and he was sacrificing his family and friends, the nur was getting more, the light on his face was going more, because he was happy that he was fulfilling mission of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was explaining to the Yazidi people that with the logic, but they got defeated in logic, so what they started doing, they started spinning arrows, you know. Because Imam Hussain gave a lot of sermons in the morning, and he was saying that, don't you know that I'm the grandson of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Don't you know that I'm the true religion? And they could not answer. So they started throwing the arrows at him. But Imam Hussain was brave. Imam Hussain was ready to sacrifice. Today, no matter what happens to us, we should be brave and we should be calm and we should preach Islam and go against Islamophobia, which the people are oppressors are trying to make Islamophobia out of the world, and you prepare the community to welcome our Imam. Allah Ta'ala, Qadr al-Dharmin, wa alhamdulillah bil-alamin.